Alex Avila hit an RBI single off the wall in right field with two out in the bottom of the ninth for Detroit. Hiroki Kuroda allowed two runs and four hits in seven innings for New York, but he's still without a victory over the Tigers in his career. He's beaten baseball's other 29 teams. In Major League Baseball in the American League, the Detroit Tigers beat the New York Yankees 3-2 yesterday. Elsewhere, Baltimore beat Tampa Bay 5-4, Cleveland edged the White Sox 3-2, Minnesota beat Kansas City 11-5-10, Houston doubled up Texas 4-2, the Angels won against Oakland 4-3-10. The Red Sox were off last night. They take on the Rays in a four-game series starting tonight in Tampa Bay at 7-10. In the National League, Atlanta topped the Mets 6-1, Cincinnati defeated the Cubs 7-2, it was San Francisco over Colorado 4-1. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell acknowledged he didn't get it right with a two-game suspension for Ravens running back Ray Rice and announced tougher penalties for players accused of domestic violence. The new sanctions include a six-week suspension for a first offense and at least a year for a second. In NFL preseason action, Josh Brown kicked a 37-yard field goal with 38 seconds to play, and the New York Giants capped their first undefeated preseason since 2006 with a 16-13 victory over the New England Patriots. The win was a gift from Patriots coach Bill Belichick, who went for a first down with a 4th-and-1 from his 39 with less than 3 minutes to play, and the score tied. Meanwhile, Detroit Lions' third-string quarterback Kellen Moore threw two touchdown passes in a 23-0 win over Buffalo, in which Bills rookie receiver Sammy Watkins re-injured his ribs. Philadelphia blew out the Jets 37-7. Dimitri Patterson disputes the New York Jets' version of his mysterious absence. The suspended quarterback says in a statement to ESPN that the Jets' claims that he went missing for 48 hours without notifying the team are completely false. A person familiar with Josh Gordon's situation says the suspended wide receiver wants to play for Calgary in the Canadian Football League but is prohibited from doing so. Under CFL rules, a player suspended by the NFL and under contract is not eligible to play in Canada. But if the Cleveland Browns released Gordon, he would be able to play elsewhere. Gordon's suspension for another violation of the NFL's substance abuse policy was upheld. In college football, Kenny Hill broke Johnny Manziel's single-game passing record with 511 yards, and number 21 Texas A&M stomped 9th-ranked South Carolina 52-28, ending the Gamecocks' 18-game home win streak. Closer to home, Bryant College's defense held off Stony Brook in a 13-7 victory in the season opener for both teams. BYU is set to play UConn tonight at 7 p.m. Running back Anthony Brown has quit the Trojans, and coach Steve Sarkisian was stunned by Brown's apparent accusations of racism against him on social media. A photo of the words, "couldn't play for a racist man," was posted on what USC said was Brown's Instagram account. The posting was later deleted. Sarkisian was told about the apparent post from Brown, who is black, shortly after USC finished practice Thursday. The visibly disturbed coach called them ridiculous. For WAMC Sports, I'm Patrick Garrett.